That's not how whys work. That's not how your essence works. That's not how your meaning in life occurs. It occurs through action, through putting yourself into the fire, through leading a life of activity rather than passivity.
Welcome to the Zero Quit Podcast, where I bring you candid conversations with elite athletes, entrepreneurs, specialists, and other creatives. I'm your host, Brock Covington, and through these dialogues, you will hear powerful stories and practical advice that will help you live a more active and intentional life. If you enjoy the show, be sure to subscribe and share it with a friend.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Zero Quit Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about individualism, finding your goals, finding your values, creating and materializing yourself in the world through action as opposed to passivity or just waiting for things to happen or change in your life. So let's dive on in. In 1945, Jean-Paul Sartre gave a lecture titled Existentialism is a Humanism. And in this lecture, he made a famous claim that existence precedes essence. So what does that mean and what are the implications of such a claim? Well, first of all, we have to think about what generally people define as our essence or our purpose or meaning in life. And generally, people assign it to God and the idea that their purpose in life is predetermined. It's God's plan. God's kind of manipulating or controlling the things that happen in their life, much like a chess player controls the pieces on the chessboard. Another conception for a secular perspective on the world is that we have this biological meaning or these biological essence. So, you know, we act according to our nature solely, and that everything is kind of predetermined. It's essentially a negation of free will. What Sartre posits with his metaphysical claim is that we don't have any predetermined purpose or meaning or function in life. And he believes that we materialize ourselves through action and define ourselves through said actions and choices that we make within our life. He says in the lecture, we mean that man first exists. He materializes in the world, encounters himself, and only afterwards defines himself. If man, as existentialists conceive of him, cannot be defined, it is because to begin with, he is nothing. He will not be anything until later, and then he will be what he makes of himself. So Sartre's conception of man is essentially like a clean slate or a blank canvas where we start and exist as nothing, and only later through life, through our decisions and our actions, do we create our essence and kind of paint upon that canvas, so to speak. And the reason I wanted to talk about this in this podcast is because it puts the power in the individual. Now, we can argue all day whether Sartre's claim that existence precedes essence is accurate, because at the end of the day, we do have a lot of our essence that is predetermined, whether it be through DNA, whether it be through any kind of biological leanings or predispositions that lead us to act in a certain habitual way or have certain preferences or actions, or of course our whole environment has a big impact on the decisions we decide to make or can make at all. But it is my opinion that acting from the belief that we're condemned by nature to act a certain way and we're always going to be a certain way is a quite pessimistic or hopeless way to live life. I like to lean on the optimistic side of free will and believe that through our passions and our commitments and our desires, we can actually have a lot more autonomy and be these free acting agents within the world. Now, how does this connect to you? How does this connect to you specifically? Well, a lot of people meander through life trying to figure out their why, or they never even look in the first place. Why do I do a certain thing? Why am I working this job? What is my purpose or my meaning in life? And the mistake that a lot of people make is that thinking their why is just gonna arrive at their front doorstep, or in 2 years, or once they graduate, or once some magical day happens, they're gonna figure out their why and have this aha moment or this epiphany of what direction they wanna take in their life, or when to quit their job, or when to actually take charge of their situation. But what Sartre posits and puts forth is that that's not how whys work. That's not how your essence works. That's not how your meaning in life occurs. It occurs through action, through putting yourself into the fire, through leading a life of activity rather than passivity. You know, not sitting in the back seat of your life, but being in the driver's seat, controlling the steering wheel, not letting these biological predispositions or these proclivities that you may have override your own consciousness and rational decision-making in your life. Now, with this autonomy and this control over our lives, there comes a lot of anxiety. Now, with this autonomy and control over our lives, there comes a lot of anxiety and nerves and uncertainties. And that's why Sartre says that man is condemned to be free. Because with that freedom comes a lot of unknowns, because it's all upon you. There's this funny meme I've seen a couple of times where, you know, it's like this frog sitting in his bed and he's like, man, when you realize everything really is up to you. And of course, that's not always true. There's a lot of obligations we have that are not always under our control. There's a lot of things that happen out of the ordinary that happen to us. Your car breaks down, something awful happens medically in your family. Things do happen. So it's not that we have a complete control over our life. It's not that fate doesn't have any kind of play here, or that nature doesn't occur, or that we have complete autonomy over everything. It's just enabling ourselves and empowering ourselves to have control over the things that are controllable. You know, it's the more common phrase that you probably are familiar with on social media, you know, control the controllables, right? So don't worry about all the things you can't control, but at least if you can focus on the controllables, you can actually make meaningful change within your life. So tying this back to the idea of finding your why and your passion is, how do you find that? Okay, how do I, Brock, this is great. You know, I need to materialize myself through action. I need to take action in my life. How do I know what action to take? Well, my answer is not to stress the what too much, but just stress the doing it itself. So what I mean by that is, you're not going to find out that you like something, or that, you know, something is your passion in life, unless you at least attempt it. You're not going to know that knitting is your thing or that running is your thing until you actually sign up for a race or take the knitting class or start cooking at home and find out, wow, I really like culinary, you know, items. I really have this culinary interest. So my advice to people is often to just sign up for something, try a new class, try a new skill, and just go in head first, going in with like minimal expectations and follow through with it. Don't sign up for a race and drop it because you were like, oh, this was hard. Follow through the process, take the action, make the commitment, stay dedicated, and see what happens. Then you can know for sure whether something is for you. You can at least say you tried it. It's just such a shame to see people waste years and decades of their life doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. It goes back to the Latin phrase that's translated to nothing comes from nothing, ex nihilo, ex nihil fit, which just means nothing from nothing. And it really is that simple. You can't just go through life sitting on your hands waiting for the perfect moment to act, or waiting for some opportunity to arrive at your doorstep. Nothing's going to change unless you change something in the first place, and then see where, you know, the future lies, where the outcome lies. Consequences are only going to come from the actions that you take. Otherwise, you know exactly what you're going to get. The same thing over and over again. So to round things out, it doesn't mean you need to go read philosophy, read Sartre, and figure out what this whole essence and existence and metaphysical claim is. All I'm trying to put forth today is that you do have control over a number of things. And even if you don't, adopting that attitude will give you a lot more happiness and hope in life, that you can change for things for the better. And how are you going to do that? How are you going to find your meaning, your passion? How are you going to change your situation, your environment for the better? By enabling that autonomy, by taking action, by putting yourself out there, and then letting things lie where they may. Because what is the alternative? The alternative is, you know, nothing's going to change. So passivity, you know what you're going to get. At least through action, there is a possibility for change. Something new could emerge through action. So if you guys enjoy this, please subscribe to the podcast, share it with a friend. Let me know, DM, email, what do you think about this? Have you already enacted this in your own life? How do you plan to? Would love to hear from you guys. And I got some good guests, obviously, as always, coming up on the podcast here shortly. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. And I'll catch you guys in the next one.